From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresty says it was a relief to be freed from an Egyptian prison, but that he feels incredible angst about leaving two colleagues behind in jail. In an interview with Al Jazeera Monday, Gresty said his release is a massive step forward for Egypt and that he hopes the country will keep going down this path with Al Jazeera's Bahr Mohamed and Mohamed Fahmy. Egypt deported Gresty back home to Australia on Sunday, releasing him from more than a year's imprisonment after his conviction for allegedly aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. A pro-Russian separatist leader in eastern Ukraine has announced a general mobilization with the aim of bolstering separatist armed forces to as many as 100,000 fighters. Alexander Zakharchenko, the leader of the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic, was quoted by a separatist Dan news agency Monday as saying the enemy, meaning the Ukrainian government, is increasing its forces in the southern part of the Donetsk region, likely for an attack. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Monday that Germany will not provide weapons to Ukraine. In her comments, she says it is her firm belief that this conflict cannot be solved militarily. Her comments followed a report that Washington is reconsidering its stance on providing defensive weapons and equipment to Kiev. A man once seen as a potential challenger to the former French President Nicolas Sarkozy goes on trial today in France on charges of aggravated pimping, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. This trial begins Monday, and it stems from charges concerning organized sex parties. He faces up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $1.7 million. VOA News. An Egyptian court has sentenced 183 supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood to death on charges of killing about 15 policemen following the 2013 ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. The charges were related to an attack in August 2013 on a police station in Kurdasa, that's a village on the outskirts of Cairo, in which the policemen were killed. That attack took place on the same day that security forces killed hundreds of demonstrators in Cairo during clashes at two large protest camps supporting Mr. Morsi. Workers collected bodies from the streets of Maiduguri Monday, a day after the Nigerian army repelled an attempt by Boko Haram militants to take control of the city. One of Nigerian security officers said at least 500 militant fighters were killed in Sunday's battles, although the number has not been confirmed. A senior U.S. diplomat on a visit to Sri Lanka has pledged support for the new government's plans for political and economic reforms. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Nisha Biswal met Sri Lanka's Foreign Minister Mangala Samaravira in Colombo Monday, after which the Sri Lankan official reiterated the message being sent out by his government since its surprise victory last month.
And we want to raise the relationship between our two new countries to a new level of cordiality.
Biswal reciprocated warmly, saying Sri Lanka can count on the U.S. to be a partner and friend in the way forward. President Maithripala Sirisena has promised a 100-day agenda of democratic reform, which includes curbing the overriding powers of the presidency. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
China said Monday it's opposed to any country meeting the Dalai Lama in any manner. It comes after the White House said U.S. President Barack Obama will attend the national prayer breakfast with the Tibetan spiritual leader this week. At a press conference in Beijing, the Chinese foreign ministry spokesman Hong Lei also called on the U.S. to handle the matter in the interest of bilateral relations. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama will host German Chancellor Angela Merkel next Monday at the White House. It says the two plan to meet in the Oval Office following a working lunch to discuss a wide range of topics, including Ukraine, the fight against terrorism, the Islamic State, and Afghanistan and Iran. They'll also talk about economic growth and the G7 summit that Germany will host in June. U.S. President Barack Obama sends a $4 trillion budget proposal to Congress Monday that calls for higher taxes on wealthy Americans and easing automatic spending cuts imposed in 2011 as the U.S. struggled to recover from the global economic crisis. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.